Oh, I've been waiting to do this podcast for many, many weeks now. Should we start with the good news or the bad news?
Well, yes, there's both.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 299, Reviewing the Reviews. In July 2011, in podcast episode 242, we reviewed the American reviews of our production of The Complete World of Sports Abridged, and the critical consensus was that the show was a hit, a palpable hit. Now, this summer of 2012, we toured the sports show for 11 weeks in the UK. Well, not the entire UK, just to England and one town in Wales, not to Scotland or Northern Ireland, unfortunately. And although the audience response was overwhelmingly positive, the critical response, as you'll see, ran the gamut from the rave to the helpfully critical to the downright confusing and the oddly personal and to the weirdly inaccurate.
Yeah, the reviews came in kind of three waves.
Yes.
We opened the tour in York. We did a week in York. And there were several reviews there that were critical in a very constructive way to say, yes, it's a funny show, but it needs to be more geared towards British sports. We understand the references, but we feel a little left out.
Right.
And we got
Which is fair enough. Good, yeah.
And we got two or three of those, and we said, you know, you're absolutely right.
We had already made a bunch of changes, but those reviews kind of went, oh, yeah, but, you know, there's still a couple of other areas. We also got some great notes from Damian Cruden, the artistic director of the York Theater, who had some good thoughts about other things that we can change, and his dramaturg named John something. I didn't get his last name, but anyway, right. Who also had, you know, very good thoughts. And so that was all very helpful.
And so that was the first wave in York, as well as two or three just unqualified raves. So then we made those changes. It didn't take long. It took a few days, maybe a week. And then we went out on tour around the regions, and the reviews were almost universally raves.
Yeah, this one is a good one from Nottingham Live, which is, I think, the website of one of the papers up there. But anyway, it's a review that says I wasn't sure what to expect from this gig when I first arrived, not being familiar with the Reduced Shakespeare Company. What? How are they not familiar with us?
What? In England?
In England. But to my pleasant surprise, this fun-filled, high-paced show filled with action, great gags, and even audience participation. All in all, this is fast-paced, entertaining, and very, very funny, and I would highly recommend checking out the Reduced Shakespeare Company next time they're in town. Well, that was nice. That's always nice to convert someone who's never heard of us and didn't know what to expect. So that was, they came without preconception.
Here's another good one. This is from Phonic FM. I think this was from Exeter. Yeah, the Exeter Northcott Theater, where we played three nights to ecstatic crowds. Mm-hmm. And it says, what better time to take a hilarious journey through the complete world of sports abridged with the Reduced Shakespeare Company, referring to the summer of the Olympics.
Yeah.
A side-splitting look at sport. This marathon of mayhem and madness was a side-splitting race to the finish, taking sports from boxing to bog snorkeling, table tennis to toe wrestling, and everything in between. With immense stamina and speed, the three-man comedy troupe answers all the burning questions related to sports. This sometimes slapstick comedy had the audience in stitches, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And those are pretty typical of what we got on the road. Mm-hmm. And now, what our goal was to hone the script and get the production slick and ready for an English audience. And so that's what we accomplished in New York, and it seems like what we accomplished as we toured around the country. But then coming to London, it's a whole different kettle of fish for a couple of reasons. One is that the audience here is really international. It's not just an English audience. It's English, and it's Americans, and it's Australians, and it's Europeans, other Europeans. It's South Americans. It's Middle Eastern. It's former Soviet bloc. I mean, it's just people from everywhere, which is really terrific. And also people of every age, families, etc. And it's also, London is not unlike San Francisco. It's a little provincial.
Well, it's funny. Let's start. First of all, we had several Raves.
Yes.
The Independent on Sunday,
yes,
which is a big, couldn't be a more legitimate paper, said the complete world of sports from caveman to the games is circumnavigated with the company's much-loved madcap irreverence, an agreeable giggle from pistol to podium. And Talk Sports Radio, where we went on and did an interview, and then somebody from Talk Sports Radio came to see the show,
right,
and said fans of all sports should see the Reduced Shakespeare Company's complete world of sports abridged. Very funny.
Yeah.
And then the other rave was the Daily Mail. The London Daily Mail, which is a paper that some people poo-poo a little bit, but it's, you know, it's legit. They picked us as one of the top 20 things to do during the Olympics.
And yeah, many people responded to that saying, huh, that's one of the few things I agree about.
Yes.
Agree
yeah.
with.
Yes, the paper's a little right-wing, apparently.
Yeah.
But it said, if the theater and drama of the Olympics is not quite enough, take it up a notch or two at the Reduced Shakespeare Company show, Complete World of Sports Abridged, yeah, a merciless but affectionate satirical take on sporting history.
Yeah.
And the other, we don't have a quote from it here, but the Times of London didn't give it a rave, but it was a good review, not without some reservations, but
yeah,
they liked the show.
The other great review that we got was from Time Out.
You know, Time Out liked yeah. this show as much as they liked the Shakespeare, American, and Bible shows that ran for nearly 10 years at the Criterion. They
yeah.
liked this show exactly as much as they liked those.
Which is to say that they didn't like it at all.
No. And, you know, and it killed that run to the Criterion. I mean, it closed after nearly 10 years.
I know.
Well, and that was the thing. It feels like some of these reviews... So, I mean, we could spend a lot of time reading the great reviews, but it's really more fun to dish the bad reviews. It felt like in some of these cases, maybe we had... you know, hurt one of their relatives.
It felt a little personal, some of them. And, well, and it was interesting that they... it was interesting, because we had toured the regions. We know... When you tour the regions, the audience is completely English. Mm-hmm. In London, as you say, it's very mixed. A lot of Americans, a lot of Australians, a lot of people from Europe, and we get people from everywhere. But, yeah, some of the regions in London say, well, you know, it's, you know, this isn't really... this won't work for the British. Well, no, we've been out for a month. It works for the British. It may not work for you, and that's fair enough.
Right.
But it was kind of weird. I think it's interesting this summer with the Diamond Jubilee and with the Olympics and all, you know, there's a lot of I don't think of the British as rah-rah patriots, you know, with flying flags. This summer they were, and good for them. You know, they put on a great show, but I think it was a tough summer to be perceived as a non-Brit poking fun at anything British. Now,
right,
we poke more fun at Americans about how stupid we are, but, you know, that's an aspect of what we do.
That's right.
Well, and then, like, here was a kind of a typical review from the Telegraph, which just felt like, once upon a time, the Reduced Shakespeare Company came here and they ran for 9 years. It triumphed because it was impertinent. The latest and probably lamest effort to cross the pond. At least it's a gold medal for commercial timing. One obvious missed goal is 2012 itself. Well, here we go. Perhaps read Martin, Matt Rippey, and Austin Titchener, past the first flush of youth. What?
Well, taking
shots at how old we are?
You know, we're ancient, you know.
Yeah, we are.
We are practically passed away.
But he said, but here's a case of a critic criticizing an apple for not being an orange. Mm-hmm. You know, we should have done more with the Olympics, he says.
But
you
here's
know?
My thing about that.
Yeah.
A quarter of the show
is the Olympics.
Is about the Olympish, we call it, so
yeah,
it's not to be actionable.
Yeah.
But the show isn't called The Complete History of the Olympics. It's The Complete World of Sports Abridged.
Yeah.
And he says we don't do enough Olympic, but in The Complete History of Sports, a quarter of the show is about that topic.
The whole last 20 minutes of the show deals exclusively with the Olympics, plus all the jokes that we threw in before. Also, there's no thesis on offer here, though. And there was another review that said, there's no organizing structure to the show.
And I'm sorry, this is the Reduced Shakespeare Company we're talking about?
Yeah, right.
Have we ever had a thesis on offer?
No.
Although, I mean, it is designed as a sporting event. So
right,
there, it is organized in that there are four quarters,
yes,
two halves.
Yes.
There's a scoreboard in which we keep track.
And we go through... We say we're going to go through every category of sport as we've defined them and around all seven continents.
Yes. And from beginning of time until this very moment with the timeline. So, I don't know. I think maybe he wanted more of a point of view. But I think our point of view is... I thought merciless but affectionate, I think, is our point of view.
Yeah.
There's a lot to mock, but ultimately, we love it. I mean, that's kind of our point of view on most of the shows. Here's my favorite quote.
Yeah.
Was that the Evening Standard or the...
No, that was the Telegraph.
Okay. Yeah, the Telegraph has my favorite. It said, "The Complete World of Sports Abridged feels not far short of utterly pointless."
Yeah.
I want that quote on our poster.
You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Hi, I'm movie critic Bob Mondello. And though click and clack, the Car Talk guys bust a gasket when they hear it, I'm on National Public Radio.
Where can you RSC the RSC? You can't. We're taking a break. We just finished an 11-week tour. Leave us alone. Sorry. On September 29th, we begin our fall 2012 tour of the United States, taking the special election edition of The Complete History of America Abridged to Valhalla, Hamilton, and Ithaca, New York, Cranston, Rhode Island, Morristown, New Jersey, Chico and Saratoga, California, and Hilton Head, South Carolina. And then we take the ultimate Christmas show abridged to Reston, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Fort Worth, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, Anchorage, Alaska, and for 3 weeks we'll be performing at San Diego Repertory Theater in San Diego, California. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
Where's the one? Is it the Evening Standard that has the one I want? Is that the one that's grimly unamusing?
Yeah. A couple of nights during the run, in the midst of a laugh, which we've had to hold for, I don't know, 10, 15, 30 seconds, I've just under my breath muttered to Austin or Matt, Boy, the show's grimly unamusing. Yeah.
And that's the thing, the bad reviews, and fair enough, you don't like the show, that's absolutely fine. Don't like the show. You're allowed to not like, oh my God, it's got audience participation, I automatically hate that. I get that. That's a completely legitimate review. But to say that it's grimly unamusing, to say that it's not funny, to say it's pointless, as the audience is laughing in hysterics around you, is a fucking lie.
Well, and here's the fourth wave of reviews, which the audiences have loved the show. They clap along to the song. We see them in the lobby after every show just telling how they've seen all of our shows. This is so great. Yeah. Thank you, people from all. We must have had people from 20 or 30 different countries.
Yeah.
You know, including New Jersey. Come see the show. You know, so the people who matter, the audiences, are loving it. Now, there is one, there's one criticism that we've heard over here, and I think it's legitimate, and I don't know how to solve it exactly, is that the American announcer thing, although they know what that is, it's not the way sportscasters operate over here. Here they're much more low-key. Oh, and there's a big goal, and they're up 1-0. Where is it? Yeah. In America, it's over!
So
the show is designed as an ESPN-like broadcast of the complete world of sports.
Right.
And so we tweet a lot of scenes, you know, the football scene became a rugby scene, the baseball scene became a cricket scene. And we changed a lot of the references. But that basic construct, some people said, you know, it wears on us a little bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What can you do?
And here's the Evening Standard. Fiona Mountford, who was somebody said, oh, well, of course she's going to hate it. She only likes plays that are 15 hours long in Latin. You know, I don't know Fiona, but that's apparently her repertoire. Yes, watching this grimly unamusing show, I began to understand why the magnificent Enron flopped on Broadway. No one likes their own family's country's failings to be commented upon by outsiders, which is why the gentle jibes of this American trio about Andy Murray are never going to work in, quote, downtown London, England. He might be a weeping losing finalist, but he's our weeping losing finalist, and don't you forget it. Except
that Enron was all about America, and I saw Enron, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, she misses the point.
Yeah.
We're saying how loud and stupid and fat Americans are, and how jingoistic we are, and how, you know, we don't understand the other, you know, yes, we make gentle pokes at the English, we make much harder pokes at ourselves.
Yes. Well, this is the other thing, too, which is that, and also, people like it when we make fun of Andy Murray, because it's all about status and changing status.
Yeah.
Because we make a bad joke, they boo, and we go, uh-oh, they booed us, we've now got to come back. Now they have the higher status, then we've got to come back and get them back on our side again.
Yeah.
And so that's the dance you do in a comedy. And so she doesn't want to have anything to do with this, but then she says, and guys, if you're going to ask us to sing our national anthem this summer of all summers, we don't need you to give us the words. As you would say, we're good.
Okay, except Fiona.
Except Fiona.
When Every night we talk to the audience when we have a scene where it breaks down, we find out where everybody's from. Well, guess what, Fiona?
Yeah.
Everybody in the audience isn't British. It's London. Last night, what did we have? Turkmenistan, Brazil, Australia, America,
Spain,
Germany,
Austria.
Fiona, the rest of the world doesn't know the lyrics to God Save the Queen.
Yeah, and Americans only know the melody because you stole it from us.
Maybe the other way around.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, here's another very nice review from the tour. We played Hereford. Mm. The Hereford Times says, if small really is beautiful, then the distilled delights of the Reduced Shakespeare Company must be the fairest in the land. The RSC, reduced rather than royal, ought to come with a government health warning. One evening in their presence will result in aching ribs and a serious increase in laughter lines. That was lovely.
And this is great. This is fun, actually, because there was a certain point at which I just stopped reading the reviews this summer because they were coming from a very specific, and on the tour they were all mostly positive, and I like to read all of our positive reviews as much as anybody, but it was just, internet time was cheap and, scarce, and I wanted to do other things. But so this is great because I'm enjoying now seeing really what they had to say. This is Time Out. We've already talked about Time Out. The Time Out says, you don't need to be sport mad to enjoy the complete world of Sports Abridged, and it won't help. And this is a world where George Foreman is interchangeable with George Formby, and if you've never heard of either, they deliver it too fast for it to matter. Really, that's why we stopped that minute bit so everybody could understand.
It's just so funny.
More ageism. You've got to hand it to these three old boys. They know how to work. They know how to work a crowd. Hey, that was a positive. They know how to work a crowd.
That doesn't belong in there.
Yeah, no.
Well, here's the thing. When they say this is a world, first of all, Americans. George Formby is an English comedian from the olden days who played the ukulele and chased girls.
Oh, wow. And then it says, there are one or two songs that could grace a student medical review. Wow, okay. But there is no smut or expletive, so it's safe for Aunt Sally. Okay, I guess Aunt Sally's not supposed to go out and have a good time.
Okay.
Safe, though, is a generous description for a dated old franchise that's gone well beyond extra time. That's exclusively about we're too successful. In this guy's mind, in Time Out's mind, we're too successful and we need to be taken down a peg, which is so English, isn't it? I mean, Kenneth Branagh gets successful. Oh, well, he's too big for his britches. It's just a typical thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. The show, when we first came in the early 90s here, and we were the Cat's Meow and everybody's darlings, and really since then, we've had reviews like this about virtually every show we've brought over. We've brought over... for our four or five next shows, which have all done well on tour, made money, audience have loved them. And I'm not saying all critics have said this.
Right.
But there is just something about, that we need to be taken down a peg. And the review's not really reflecting what's going on in the theater. Sometimes you get a bad review and you go,
Yeah, that was fair.
That was fair. It was a bad, this show isn't ready yet, or it was a bad night or whatever. I remember when we opened the Bible 15 years ago, at the Gielgud.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been the Evening Standard then. And I picked up the review, and it was just scathing. And the audience went nuts on opening night, and roaring and standing ovation and laughter. Yeah. And if you read the thing, you'd think they had just seen, I don't know, Brian's song.
Yeah, right.
And so it's weird when it's not, when the review isn't reflecting what's going on in the room. I find that, is there another agenda?
Yeah.
This review also, though, is, I believe this is a world where George Foreman is interchangeable with George Formby. Okay. Well, you could break down any joke and make it sound not funny.
Yes.
Right? You can write a review and make the most hilarious thing. Why would a cheese shop not have any cheese? That is the most ridiculous premise. This sketch cannot be funny.
Why would you try to return a dead parrot?
And why wouldn't they accept it if they told you? Just the basic premise is absurd. Or I've never heard of a baseball player called who, or I don't know. This franchise is beyond its sell-by date.
Those hacks. Yeah. Those Monty Python, Abbott and Costello hacks.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your reviews via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Everyone's a Critic Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Emily Robinson. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Bob Mondello, a critic who said both positive and critical things about us, both in person and in print. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 299/897 of the Produced Shakespeare Company.
That's the thing about all these reviews. We will be back. You know, this ain't our first rodeo, folks. And, you keep sharpening your pencils because we'll be back with new shows and we'll see what you think about those.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.